Roots of the Renaissance. The rediscovery of ancient learning, which led to the Europe-wide phenomenon of the Renaissance, is a fascinating story in its own right. Two historical events in particular were of fundamental importance: the fall of the city of Constantinople, now Istanbul, to the Turks in 1453, and the expulsion of the Jews from Spain in 1492, the same year that Columbus discovered the Americas, and after them the Moors in 1505. The resulting movement of exiled peoples and cultures, Hebrew and Islamic culture from Spain and Greek culture from Constantinople, to other parts of Europe, resulted in a spread of learning which concentrated itself in the cities of northern Italy and in Florence and Venice in particular. It was here that progressive thinkers and philosophers, among whom Giovanni Pico della Mirandola and later Francesco Giorgi, began to reformulate their own Christian culture under the combined influence of the Greek philosophy of Plato and Pythagoras, and the Jewish tradition of Kabbalah, a traditional religious doctrine passed orally through generations. This opening of Christian thought to a synthesis with this other tradition, known as Renaissance Neoplatonism, was in clear opposition to the dogmatic Catholicism that had ruled the Church since medieval times, and was therefore considered extremely dangerous. The influence of Kabbalah. Kabbalah, meaning tradition, as Pico della Mirandola understood it, referred to the practice of two activities. The first concerned a complex system of numerology or codes passed to the Hebrew people by Moses, enabling them to decipher hidden meanings pertaining to the origins of God within the Hebrew alphabet. His work, in his direction, was part of the spirit of reform that was spreading through the progressive minds of the clergy, and that would lead in Northern Europe to the more evangelical phenomenon of the Reformation led by Martin Luther. Kabbalah's other more dangerous use was to capture the powers of superior things, or the powers of spirits and angels. Though this sounds a lot like magic, Pico della Mirandola claimed that this kind of Kabbalah was good and holy, a white magic, that had nothing in common with the black magic that attracted demons. In this white magic of Christian Kabbalah, we see the beginnings of a new attitude of man to the world. Man as the operator on nature, whose mission was to discover the secret laws of God's universe and rise to the heights of the angels in his understanding. We see the attitude clearly in Pico della Mirandola's Oration on the Dignity of Man, a founding text for the new philosophy of humanism that would spread around Europe in the following century. Christian Kabbalah was one necessary component of this mission, another was the philosophy and mathematics of the Greeks. Francesco Giorgi's De Harmonia Mundi. Francesco Giorgi was also profoundly interested in Kabbalah, a tradition that he connected to numerological theories derived from Plato and Pythagoras regarding the harmony of the world and of humanity. For Giorgi, the harmony that the Creator had given to each level of the universe was based on number, and on the numeric laws of proportion, a theory he derived partly from the Neoplatonist reasoning of Marsilio Ficino. According to Ficino, the macrocosm of the universe was reflected in the microcosm of one of its parts. Thus, for example, the levels of the universe and its architectural order were reflected in the fixed social hierarchy of society. Giorgi was also partly responsible for reversing the medieval superstition that some of the stars and planets had malign influences. Saturn in particular, and its associated humor of melancholy, had been feared and despised in medieval times. However, during the Renaissance, through a re-evaluation of Aristotle and Plato, both of whom had argued that melancholy was the temperament of great men, it took on a more positive meaning. Melancholy became regarded as a state of profound inspiration and even genius, an idea that was to have significant repercussions in Renaissance aesthetics. Shakespeare's Hamlet, for example, dramatically embodies the figure of an inspired, melancholy genius. Influence on the Elizabethans. The works and theories of Christian Kabbalists like Pico and Giorgi constituted the dominant philosophy of the Elizabethan age and were probably familiar to many educated Elizabethans. They were all present in the vast library of John Dee, a mathematician and alchemist, and for a time of Elizabeth's first closest advisers, surviving as her official astrologer. This library became an important meeting place for intellectuals of the time and was frequented and used by courtiers and poets like Philip Sidney, navigators such as Walter Raleigh, mathematicians and historians, all learning from this book.